Hey, today we're on a roll. I had sat down and written about the part two of the things I find sexually overrated. And I just got thinking, there are some things which are sexually underrated. And I thought to myself, Morgan, why not share these things? So here we go. This is episode number 6 of season 2. And we are talking about things that I find sexually underrated. How are you doing? Welcome back to the Mosidro Show. If it's your first time, trust me, there's a whole catalog you can go through. If you are a constant fan, a Santi Sana for staying with me, thank you so much for sharing this little podcast of mine. So, at some point, I'll show you guys how the genesis of how I record my shows. It's it's quite crazy. I've only shown one person how I do it, so yeah, it'll be interesting. I'll share it on my Instagram, which is Musijo underscore intl. That is Musijo underscore intl. I don't talk a lot about my podcast, but I'll be sure to do more of that. So here we go, right into the episode. One thing that is so underrated when it comes to matters sexual, missionary style. Yo, let me tell you something. It kind of seems outdated, and people want to go all out and crazy, do this acrobatic things and the reverse cowgirls and I don't know, Spider-Man, whatever things. I don't even know if it's a Spider-Man. That was a crazy story I heard from a friend of a friend. Very interesting story. Anyway, let me stick to the subject. Missionary style actually hits all the angles, man. It just gets it. It does whatever it needs to do. It's quite intense. It's quite I'm missing the word. It's intimate. It's very, very intimate. It's passionate. It's all the above, man. And funny thing is, it actually gets more people off than, you know, this other acrobatics. And it's quite safe. The safety factor is like on 100%. Getting an injury, probably a muscle pull, but no crazy injuries. Like, do you expect to get from missionary style? So yeah, I approve this message. Missionary style is highly, highly, highly underrated. So go ye and have missionary style sex. It is not outdated. It is the bomb. Diggity. Okay, that was really outdated. Number two is when she takes control. Yo, look. The female body is like studying rocket science, using miniature figurines. So if she can take the lead and show you how to get her off, then that'd be pretty awesome. Listen, it's weird. I like to have sexual relations with women who are more in tune with their bodies. What I mean is women who pleasure themselves. Because that just means they know themselves better, as opposed to women who actually cringe when you bring up the fact that, you know, like, you just ask. Because sometimes I ask bluntly, like, do you masturbate? So some women have found it quite offensive. And some just, you know, they take it in stride. They're like, it's a yes or a no, or a once in a while kind of situation. For me, that's very important, and that feedback just lets me know that this person that I might just engage into sexual relations with knows herself. So when she takes the lead, she's actually showing me in a way that, bruh, you should go right there. That's the exact spot where I can get off from. So I take it in stride. I love it. I love it when, you know, she knows herself and she can take the lead and show you where to go. That's amazing. That is so underrated. It's very, very underrated. Most guys don't really talk about it, but I know deep down some guys really, you know, they have experienced it and they love it. It's crazy. It's amazing. My third one is taking breaks in between. Yo, drink some water, get some juice, get some yogurt, get something cold, get something hot, whatever floats your boat. If it's smoking, if it's drinking alcohol in between sex, if it's just taking a break, even a brisk walk around the room naked, take a break. I can't overemphasize how this breaks in between sex are quite important. They refresh you, they get you in a better position to start over things, and you might just catch up on a conversation that leads back into the sex, and the second part of the sex being quite amazing. So yeah, never underrate the power of the breaks you take in between sexual relations. Super underrated. Number four. This is weird. It's my thing, and I don't know if everyone is in for it, but queefs. Oh my god. Did you know that the average female vagina has a language it speaks? I'm sure they're wondering, like, what the fuck, Morgan? What is this you're talking about? So let me explain. I'd spoken about this on an episode I did back in the first season. It's called Queef Latifa. You can find it in the catalog. So a queef, or a muff puff, or a gush gas, is just a kind of like an outlet, like air which is kind of pumped into the vagina, and it comes out. It kind of comes out sounding like a fart, but not a fart. It kind of has its own distinct kind of sound. It's weird. Sometimes it can be like prolonged, it can be short, it can be like short but in short bursts. So I like the sound. It's crazy, but I do. And it's one of those things that are highly underrated. So yo, go ye and queef. Yes, man, I just exposed myself, bro. It's crazy. Another thing, and this is also highly underrated, mostly when it comes to people who are of a certain age. You know, life happens and you have more things that you feel that need your attention. You know, you probably have family, you have work, you have projects to do, you have just in life happens, and sometimes you get caught up in, you know, a daily routine, or sometimes it's not even a routine per se, it's just things come up and you have to leave this and handle this first and get back to this. So scheduled sex. Most people love this. Most people love this spontaneity of sex, you know, just being right there at the moment, in the heat of the moment, and things just happen. But being all grown, sometimes asking someone to free up time for sex is actually a turn on. You know, someone like just tells you, what are you doing on Friday between 9 p.m. and, let's say, midnight? Nothing, just I'd probably have come from work and I'd be tired and whatnot. So you tell this person, okay, I'm actually free on that day and at that time as well. Should we link up and, you know, do the do? Get it done. Yeah. So if this is like, let's say hypothetically, so it's on a Monday or even a Wednesday, then this person can schedule you in nicely and leave time for you. And from what I gather, some women actually like it when you plan things. You know, you give them enough time for them to plan, because, you know, ladies like to get like the hair done, the makeup right, the nails done, smelling nice, and get a good setting, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you you tell, like, whatever, say whatever, like, if it's a dude or it's a chick, you just give her like a heads up. And I think scheduled sex is very, very underrated, and more people need to invest in it, man. Spontaneous sex is amazing as well. Sex in general is amazing, but you know, scheduled sex is highly underrated, man. Not many people do it. Number six, sex after the movie. I cannot emphasize how much I normally engross myself in a movie. I follow up with the dialogue. I'm all about the, you know, cinematography. I look for Easter eggs. I just engross myself so much in movies. So if I find someone who's as much into a movie as I am at that point, that for me is like a low-key turn on. So I if we're gonna have sex after the movie, and if they actually engross the movie as much as I am, because you know, it can even be like cuddling while watching the movie, which is a plus, and it might just be a precursor to some good sex. So if she watches the movie, she's as much as into it as I am, that for me is a plus and is highly, highly, highly underrated. I have some friends who told me that they can barely get in 10 minutes into the movie, and I'm like, man, that's some bullshit. I'm all about the movie. It might be a 2-hour movie. I'm all in. So yeah, that's me right there all day. Sex in the shower. Another thing that's very overrated. And it has to be an overhead shower, not one of these gisty ones which come from the side. I don't know what the hell that's all about. I had one experience in some hotel, really weird. I'm used to like the whole shower is above head, so the water just drips down. So sex, as you may know, has its own quirks. Yo, it's not always rosy and smelling like a fresh cinnamon cake. Nah, bruh, there's some days which her mouth might be off. You know, like when you try and have sex in the morning, it's just crazy. Most people know this. It's a thing. You don't ever try and kiss in the morning because of morning breath. You've been probably like, if you're not a mouth breather, then you've been sleeping with the mouth closed the whole day. There's bacteria which is like, ugh. So yeah, you get the picture. Sex in the shower is amazing. It is clean. It is, let me just emphasize on the cleanliness of it. Yeah, so that's pretty much self-explanatory. It's underrated, man. It's really dope. You should try it. And listen, if you don't have an overhead shower, don't go using a basin and having sex. Nah, this thing is just impractical. So yeah, it has to be a shower, preferably overhead shower. Amazing, trust me. Yeah, no basin. That's that's weird. Yeah, another thing that I think is also underrated. Sorry. I'm recording this at 11:45 p.m. so you can imagine it's at this time, it's either late in the night or quite early in the morning. It's normally very quiet, so these are like the best times. So sorry for my yawning, it's only because it's that time, and yesterday was a pretty long day, so you can imagine. Yeah, so you know, when you do something manly, it has this effect on most women. They get really, really turned on. So let's say, like, if you win a fight, I didn't say pick a fight, I said if you win a fight, then you know, it just gets them all hot and bothered. If you insist on paying and actually do pay, you know, it also does a thing for them. They feel like you're showing your the side of the man that they expect you to be, and you're showing that you can take care of her financially, which is also a plus. And being good with kids, or actually being stern with kids, you know, because most kids need a father figure, and it happens that nowadays marriages don't really last. So if she happens to have a kid, or you have a kid as a dude, and the kid is quite obedient and, you know, well-mannered, then she definitely knows that it's because you have a, you know, you're very, very stern, or you're very good with the kid, or you guys reach an understanding. And if you see a kid who reaches an understanding who's very young, then this means they have a good communication lines with the parent. And this is also a major turn on for women. Yeah. And also, if you kind of hit the gym, you know, you take care of your body, you lift weights, and you're all around like healthy looking, you know, probably not even like all the way buff like some Ronnie Coleman and shit, just like, you know, good physique kind of thing, taking care of yourself, that also turns them on. Why do you think gym guys get laid that much? You know, you take your girl to the gym one day, bruh, it's a wrap. She's in with the gym instructor, and that's how you lost your girl, my friend. You lost your girl to the gym guy. It's a whole night, like, yo, that even it deserves its own episode, man. The kind of guys who steal your girl, man. I should actually do that episode. Yeah, it's probably coming up next. Let me think about it and write it down. Yo, so definitely, those are some of the things that are highly, highly underrated. And I think the more you explore your sexual, you know, horizons, the more you come to realize that, first of all, it's not that complicated. Second thing, it's be more open-minded to new things, new experiences, and you'll actually enjoy it more. The more open-minded you are, the more you're willing to explore, and the more you grow, the more you learn, man. The more you experience, the more fun you have. So, even with all this being said, please, 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 another thing that's highly underrated is using protection. So make sure you use protection, and if you have a steady partner, you get tested regularly. You don't want to be getting any STDs, STIs, you know, AIDS, HIV, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so just practice safe sex. If you have multiple partners, it's way better to just use protection. And if you didn't use protection and you guys are safe, it doesn't hurt to go get tested again. If you're not ready to have a kid, you know what to do. Just get her birth control pills. I don't advocate for them, but if it did happen, then, you know, it's better safe than sorry, because not everyone is in a position where they either want kids or can have kids at a certain time, because kids are, it's a full-time job, man, until the day you die, or sadly they die. So you have to be really, really sure about that. So hey, go ye and try the underrated side of sex. It's amazing, trust me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. All the ladies, keep it moist. See you in the next episode. Please share this work of mine, and we shall be best of friends forever and ever. Thank you very much. Have a lovely, lovely day, night, whatever you're doing. Stay COVID free. Don't shake hands. Don't slap butts. Cannot insist this any more than I did. Keep it moist, ladies. Keep it moist. Peace. Hey, guys, and welcome back to the Musidro Show. This is our first. We're having a part two of things that I find sexually overrated. And I know I've been not quite consistent, and I'm sorry. I'll try my best to be, you know, more and more consistent. So anyway, last time we left off on like six items, I guess. So I was racking my brain trying to think of other things that I find sexually overrated, and just a few more that I find that I just had to mention. So one of them is the whole calling me daddy or papi, or yeah, that kind of thing. For me, it really doesn't work. I find it really weird. One thing about and please don't get me wrong, one thing about women or girls with daddy issues is the sex is always amazing. I think they're trying to compensate for something, you know, the kind of love they didn't get, as you know, from their dads. Or I really don't know where it comes from. You should probably go and get like professional help, and you know, well, I know it's gonna sound really bad, but don't try to get it fixed. For some reason, the sex is amazing. Chicks with daddy issues, trust me, it's up there. But the bone of contention comes when you start calling me daddy. No, I am not your father. I do not know your mother. We are not related. That is really weird. Please stop it. It actually F's with my mental, because you know, you get to a point where you start thinking, hey man, does this chick actually think about her dad in that kind of way? I know that's a bit far-fetched and I'm reaching. Apana, most chicks don't think about their dads in a sexual kind of way. That would be very, very awkward and weird real quick. But then, you know, you actually come to think about it, it's kind of weird. Someone that you're actually being intimate with and they just call you daddy. Nah, for me it's a no. And it in movies and music, kind of, you know, when chicks say it, it kind of sounds like, yeah, that can probably be a turn on. But in real life, nah, partner, nah. Miss me with that bullshit. Pussy coke, I'm sorry. Nope. Hell no. Yo, another thing. People talk about this whole vibe about the whole Netflix and chill thing, which came about, and everyone was super excited about it. Like, yo, now that Netflix is a big hit in Kenya, now there's all like, that's Netflix and chill. Pretty self-explanatory. Let's go, have a Netflix account, come to my place, we'll start off the movie. You know that sound that Netflix always makes, dun dun. Before that shit even like is over, you're already like naked. Oh, sorry about that. You're already naked, you're on each other. Can't even tell like whose face is where. Faces are all smashed up together. Things are getting crazy. For me, that's a no-no. I really enjoy movies, and I give like my full attention to movies, because you know, like there's that whole thing where if you find Easter eggs in movies, amazing. Then the dialogue, the whole, basically just the whole movie. I always need to get wrapped up. And when I assess movies, I'm not normally far from like an IMDb rating. I just trust IMDb. You can go to hell with the Rotten Tomatoes. So if I told you like, come to my place, let's watch a movie, best believe you're gonna watch that movie to the end. And then if probably sex was on the menu for that day, on the menu, yeah, whatever. If it was, then it has to happen after the movie. I don't give a shit. I don't care how hot you look. I really get bothered when someone is not really into a movie as much as I am, or you know, vice versa. It might be, for me, it might be boring. Like most romantic comedies are a bit, you know, they have this lame narrative, and they're so predictable. But some are nice, not all of them, but yeah, I might probably switch off. But I really need to watch the movie first. So if you wanna go, you can start without me. I can catch up later after the movie. Yeah, man. Listen, another thing that's very, very much overrated is sex in a bathtub. Let no one freaking lie to you. That thing is uncomfortable. Probably someone that I was in that was weird, but yeah, tried it. Nah, I didn't like it at all. It's too much. It's, there are too many parts that are sliding. It's weird. It's just weird. The ceramic is too, it like when it's wet ish, now it gets too, like you can't grip it properly, and the motion is really messed up because of that. understand how the butt cheeks feel. It's weird. It's too much water, I feel. And with that being said, I don't think I'm ever going to have sex in a public swimming pool. Because just think about the amount of saliva, freaking snot, freaking pee. Because I actually came to learn that when you feel your eyes being irritated in a public pool, the chlorine in the water. It's actually pee that's irritating your eyes. So fuck that shit. Imagine both of you being like clean and whatever, and ending up catching an STI from the swimming pool, not even from each other. Because I don't know, do condoms work in the swimming pool? I don't know. If you know, hit me up, man. I have no idea. Yeah. And another thing, role play. Role play is, I get it. You watch movies, or you went to America, maybe one of this holidays that your friend or your family invited you for. You're there for a year, 2, 3, 5 years. You celebrated a few things, they celebrate as well, because you know it's a new country, new customs. You are roped in into some of the customs, and you find yourself doing Halloween parties, blah blah parties, all those kind of things. You dress up for them, you dress up as different characters, you enjoy it, you come back to Kenya, you want to do it here as well. Then it gets into the whole role play thing. You have this one maid outfit or nurse's outfit. Those I think are the most common ones. Put it on, do some sexy dance, and yeah. For me, it's there visually, it's appealing, but overrated. Because I mean, you're still the same person, and I probably am gonna just get you undressed until, you know, just a few items of clothing left. So it's a good trope for like a movie or something like this, but in real life, nah. It's just there basically. Plus, it's pretty much overdone in the movies. So I've seen, yeah, no. So yeah, so something else. Yeah, I know right now I sound very very vanilla, but I try make it as interesting as possible. it might not seem that way, but yeah, I try my best to make it as interesting as possible. And if you get yours first, I'm sure you wouldn't mind like if I skip over all those other things that to me are more of a gimmick than things that add up to the spiciness of the sexual encounter. So yeah, that's just my two cents. And with that being said, I hope you guys are keeping safe. Mnajichunga, you're wearing your masks, and I know right now it feels like it's not as crazy as it was in the beginning, and people are more outgoing, doing more things, visiting each other, you know, going even to restaurants to eat. Just stay safe, mostly if you have low immunity, yeah, or underlying medical issues. Just try to stay safe. If you don't need to go outside, then be stay inside, man. It's not too bad. Yeah, and you keep listening. Thank you so much for listening, and please share. Please let more people know about it. Word of mouth is the best. So yeah, tell your friends who are above the age of 18. I don't want to be caught up in some weird ass situations now that even kids are out home. Yeah. And if you ever hear your kid listen to these episodes, please take their phone or whatever device they're using to listen to away. Yeah. So that being said, stay safe. And ladies, keep it moist. See ya. Wouldn't wanna be ya. Peace.